You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's the Fuzz. So we're still in the tail end of September, and I'm joined by Izzy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, to talk about the importance of representation and pushing for diversity in the fandom. Again, because unfortunately the recording we made before got corrupted. And when I say got corrupted, I mean I recorded on my laptop mic by accident. So, instead of making you all suffer, we're remaking the interview, and it'll be a little shorter than usual, but if you really want to listen to the full original cut, we'll be releasing it in the future because there was a lot of value in it. I just unfortunately messed it up. Now, with that out of the way, here's a little bit about the Weasel of the Hour. Izzy's an accomplished writer and editor that now owns his own indie publishing house called Weasel Press, which you can find over at www.weaselpress.com. And follow him over at Twitter, at Weasel Press, or at Systematic Weasel. He's penned works such as A Warm Place to Self-Destruct and Once More with Noise. Thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm always down to talk to anyone who's willing to talk to me.
I think you're worth listening to, if that means anything.
I mean, I maybe.
Yeah, I feel you. And you've got like a new book coming out, The Audacity of Your Bullshit, right?
Yeah, so my recent book, Once More with Noise, came out back in July. But I had this short collection of poetry that I was trying to get through a different publisher. But since it's been 90 days and I haven't heard back from any of the publishers I sent out to, I was like, fuck it. I'll just go ahead and do it myself. And it'll be coming out hopefully next month.
Oh, wow. So we should like pre-orders maybe on your website?
Pre-orders will probably happen soon. I would check out the Weasel Press Twitter account to see when that's going to happen.
All right. You heard him, guys. If you want to check that out, keep an eye on his Twitter account.
Definitely.
All right. Let's get right into it. So you're a Latina creative, right?
That's correct. I'm a Latinx creator.
Yeah.
And I'm an author on top of being an editor.
So how did you mix your physical attributes or heritage in with your current persona?
Well, when I first created my persona, I hadn't thought about that originally, but the more my persona developed, the more me he became. So, you know, if you were to strip the fur off of the character, you would see brown skin, much like my own. Our hair is fairly similar. Like even today, like I have a mixture of purple and green hair. So in a lot of ways, Izzy is me, by personality, by history, by just look. Granted, he's a little bit skinnier than I am, but you know, shit happens. But he's me in a lot of ways, and he's my way to explore just different aspects about myself, things like polyamory, things like certain kinks or just ideas or anything of that nature. I throw a lot of myself into this character.
He's like your chalkboard.
Yeah.
You just throw ideas at him and you see if you like it or not.
Yeah, that definitely it. I like to call him my muse in a way too.
That's true. So just like thinking about him, you just get inspired to like create new poems and stuff.
Yeah. In fact, in Once More with Noise, I actually have a poem where he is the muse. So in my books, from Cut the Loss up until now, I try to have a section just for what I would call the muses, things that I found inspiring. I have a lot of discussions with older authors like Sylvia Plath or Jack Kerouac. And in this collection, Izzy appeared as a muse.
So you basically like got to talk to yourself almost.
Most definitely. It's a lot of, in a way, it's a lot of self-reflection while looking at a mirror without looking in the mirror.
Yeah, absolutely. So how would you describe your sexuality / gender identity?
The way I would describe my sexual identity is I'm pansexual. And I that wasn't always the case. I actually used Izzy as a drive to find my own sexuality. At first, we just identified as gay. You know, that's what we were into. It was mostly cisgender men. And so since Izzy's creation, it's like all of that has flourished. I love sharing my time with all kinds of people, trans people, cisgender people. So like pansexual is the sexuality that fits me the best.